Hey, 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 legends. Fraser Brooks here, coming to you live from Barcelona. And today's video, I'm super excited because I want to talk to you about how you can make more sales in your network marketing business using Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, and TikTok. Now, Mando is with me just around here somewhere, so he might start barking or interrupting, just to let you know. There is also a sliding door here if you're on the Facebook page, the Facebook profile, or on the YouTube channel. That might open and Svetlana's hands might come out to pick Mando up. But that's just what's going to be happening. So if you are tuning in, we are on day six of our 10-day streak to raise awareness and reach for my new book that's coming out and launching on the Thursday, the 7th of July. So Thursday, the 7th of July, super excited, brand new book, all on mindset, skill set, leadership development to help you in your network marketing business. This book is so, there's Mando already going nuts. This book is so needed. There we go. And there we go. Sliding door open. And Svetlana takes Mando. All right, this book is so needed. And if you're in the network marketing space and you feel like you need an improvement, you want to level up, you're stuck, this book is for you. But it's launching on Thursday, the 7th of July, in a few days, at 8 p.m. UK time on day 10. If you want to be the first to know, and if you want to have a chance at winning one of the first ever copies for free, and I'll even sign it, then make sure you join the VIP list. The link to join the VIP list will be above in the description if you're on Facebook or YouTube. If you're on TikTok, you'll have to come over onto Instagram. And if you're on Instagram, you can comment legend down below. All right? For those of you who are saying, Fraser, there's someone pretending to be you and scamming people on social media, yes, it happens all the time. I think I get maybe 10 to 20 different profiles created from scammers pretending to be me every single week. So just do me a favor, report them, and hopefully Instagram will do what they can to make that happen. All right, so let's do it. So today's video, I want you guys to let me know, what do you prefer? Facebook Reels, Instagram Reels, or TikTok videos? Let me know in the chat, right? Let me know in the chat. Do you prefer Facebook Reels, TikTok videos, or Instagram Reels? Now, I stayed away from Reels and TikTok for a little bit because I thought that originally it was a lot of people just dancing, and I thought, come on, like this can't build your business. Like how is dancing around, twerking to a sound gonna build your business? And, you know, I'm always open enough, and I didn't really trust it because I didn't see anyone succeeding with it. And I couldn't get the success myself because I'm not in the field anymore. I could go get the success for me, but that's not going to be something I'm going to be able to teach. And I love to do things that I can teach onto other people, proven by and backed by results that you can actually get. So I started seeing some people win. And then I heard like three or four stories of people crushing it. Then I started taking it seriously. We post now on TikTok, I think, 3 times a day. I post Instagram Reels. I usually go on like a 30-day run and then don't post anything for a while. And then another 30-day run, then don't post anything for a while. And now I just post Reels, you know, kind of to and from. But here's the most important thing today that I want to teach you. I want to teach you what I call my know, like, trust funnel. So you guys probably know, you can let me know in the chat, if you've ever had someone say to you, in order for someone to buy from you, they need to know you, they need to like you, and then they need to trust you. Okay, well, let's work backwards, okay? Let's work backwards. Let's work from the trust part. I want you to make a note of this and never, ever, ever forget it. Trust is simply truth plus time. So, truth plus time equals trust. Truth plus time equals trust. Truth plus time equals trust. If you tell the truth for long enough, people will trust you. If you don't tell the truth and you don't turn up, people won't trust you. You only seem to turn up when you've got something you need to say. You only seem to turn up when you've got something to sell. You've got to turn up whether you've got something to sell or not. Now, how do you tell the truth? Or how do you get that impression that people think that you're telling the truth? Talk about your life. Talk about what we talked about in day two, I think. Embrace your stories, embrace your passions, embrace your personality, and embrace your vulnerabilities. I'll tell you this, people won't truly trust you until they see you talking about your vulnerabilities, because they see that must be the truth, because they've been vulnerable. They've shown embarrassment, isolation. They've been, you know, they've shown like a really low point in their life, a dark point in their life. So how often are you telling the truth on social media? And are you doing it every single day? Right? Are you doing it every single day? If not, you're not creating the trust. Okay? So that's how you create the trust. Once you've got the trust, making sales, not a problem. But how do you get to the point where people are actually going to want to tune into you? Well, they need to like you. All right? So if it's no like trust and we're working backwards, it's truth. Trust equals truth plus time. Like, how are people going to like you? I would even say in this game, they don't need to like you, they need to love you. All right? They don't need to like you, they need to fall in love with you. There's so many people you can like on Facebook. There's so many people you can like on Instagram. There's so many people you can like on TikTok. In fact, let me know in the chat who you love following, right? Who you love following. For some reason, we have 263 people watching on TikTok. Kind of wild. So, hey, everyone. I think it's the biggest number of people I've ever had on a TikTok. Not too sure why it's blowing up, but I'm excited about that. And I appreciate you. Mwah. All right. So here we go. Mando's going nuts in the other room. So who, like, let me know, who do you love? Like, I, for those of you who are saying me, I massively appreciate that. I love you guys too. But like, who else? Ray Higdon. I love Ray. Ray's a great guy. Stacey Solomon. Amazing. Love Stacey Solomon. Right. Who else we got? Jessie Lee Ward. One of my best friends in the industry. She's amazing too. Right? Representing the women for sure. Susie Palmer. I love Susie. Susie's awesome. Looking through this. Let's have a look. James Lavelle, love James, great guy. Eric Warre, one of my friends. John Melton, great guy. Ray Higdon, amazing. Courtney Line, amazing. Jules Mabin, great. Natalie Yadden, Jesse Lee, Stormy Wellington, Stormy's a beast. Pete Cohen, I've heard great things about Pete. Bob Heilig, love Bob. Marina Simone, legend. Love it. So many people. Tom Chenault, big fan. There's so many people that people are mentioning here. That's amazing. Start to establish why you feel that you love these people. Like, for all the people who, Peter Sage, one of my mentors, Big Al, right? Love these guys. Ed Milet, Power of One More. Let's go. Okay? So I want you to write down all these people who you love. If they create content, you're tuning in. If they go live, you're watching it. If they post a story, you're checking it out. If they make an Instagram reel or a TikTok video, bang. If you're following all these people, who make a list of who you're following and then write down the reasons why. You can let me know in the chat as well. Why do you love following Trent Shelton? Why do you love following Diane Hockman? Diane's awesome. Why do you love following Jesse Lee? Why do you love following Grant Cardone? Why do you love following Rachel Bacharach? I love Rachel. Why do you love following Mel Robbins? Why do you love following Tony Robbins? Why do you love following Daniel G? I love Daniel, woo! Why do you love following Elena Cardone? Why do you love following, like, why do you love following all these people? Gary V, Bob Proctor, right? Colleen Nichols, I love Colleen, she's awesome. I love all these guys. There's not really anyone I dislike, right? It's funny that, isn't it? Because I would say a lot of you are writing down things like, they always show up, they motivate me, they give me value, they entertain me. What are the things that stick out the most out of the things that I've just mentioned? Value, entertainment, motivation, inspiration, vision. Like, what are some of the things, not just me, like other people. James is a relatable, down-to-earth guy and sound guy. Absolutely. Positivity and passion, learning, value, and inspiration. What you guys got? Great content, consistent, reliable. Exactly. Jim Rohn, beast. Everyone should be learning from Jim. Consistency, to learn from them. Love the names. I love following Eric and Fraser. I appreciate you. Value, passion, abundance, identity, value, motivation, speak the truth. Isn't that interesting? Now, here's what I will tell you. Can you do all of that just from Reels and TikTok videos? Really, deeply, sincerely? Can you? Because I'll tell you this, you would have no idea about who I am, the sound of my voice, the name of my dog, the name of my wife, that I'm pregnant, whatever, by me going. or me going. So you have to utilize live video. Now you're probably thinking, whoa, Fraser. The title of this live on Facebook and YouTube, on TikTok and Instagram, is a little bit different. But the title of this live is how to make sales using TikTok, Facebook Reels, and Instagram Reels. But you're telling me I've got to go live. I'm coming to the Instagram, Facebook Reels in a minute, all right, and the TikTok videos in a minute. So I could go live. One of the best lives I did last year, it might have been the year before, but it was either 2021 or 2020. It was that those 2 years were just combined into 1 year, really, like the COVID year. It was just a mess, right? But one of the best lives I did, I had no idea what I wanted to do. Usually I'm about to go live and I'm like, right, I know exactly what I want to do. I'm going to have a framework and blah, blah, blah. But for some reason on this day, that day, like a couple of years ago, I had no idea what I wanted to do. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to write some questions that I'm going to answer and I'm going to ask you guys. So I went live and I had about 10 questions. And I would say, like, if you could only listen, watch, and read personal development, what would you do? Right? So you guys can let me know. Would you prefer, if you could only do one version of personal development for the rest of your life, would you prefer to watch videos, listen to audios, podcasts, or read blog posts, read books? What would you do? And then I would basically read out some of the answers and some of the comments, and then I would share mine. And what it would do, I would go deeper. I would go like, how I met, you know, how did you meet your partner? I would then share the story. Why did you decide to get a dog? I would then share my story. Why do you love playing golf? I would then share my story. Like, I would ask all these questions to you so I could get to know you more, but so that you could get to know me more. And it blew up. It went nuts. Now, did it go viral? No. But what I mean by nuts is I had people in my messenger saying, Fraser, that was one of the best lives I've seen of you. Yes, the value wasn't as much as you usually provide, but I felt like I got to know you on another level. So it's not just creating these viral videos to get fans and to get followers, because that's not the aim of the game. The aim of the game is not to get followers. The aim of the game is to get loved and liked, to create the raving fans, because the raving fans are going to get more people to know you. All right? I hope this is making sense so far. All right. So to get people to trust us, let's say it's the bottom of the funnel, to get people to trust us, we need to understand that it's tell the truth plus time equals trust. Tell the truth, show up, talk about things that you want to talk about things that you like to talk about things that set you on fire, do it long enough, people will trust you for that thing. Now, how do you get people to like you or love you? You go live. You talk about your passions. You talk about your products. You talk about your vulnerabilities. You talk about your stories. You talk about whatever you are with your personality or your online personality. Having an online personality and offline personality is totally normal. Just like you have a friend's personality and a stranger's personality. You might fart and burp in front of your friends and your family, but when you meet a stranger on a first date, do you lift a cheek and let a fart out? Probably not. That means you're showing a different, it doesn't mean you're a different person. Not really. It's just a different version of you. Still you. Still your same eyes. Still your same ears. Still your same mouth. Still your same teeth. Still your same everything. But it's just maybe a different side of you, a different version of you. Maybe you're not as comfortable yet. Maybe you're way too comfortable. Some people are more comfortable online than they are offline. I would say that I'm more comfortable online than offline. I just know how to turn it on offline too. All right? So you got to share, you got to go live, like long form video. As much as people don't want to watch it initially, the people who start to follow you and start to tune into what you do, a lot of them will be tuning into that. Right now, at peak, we had like 700 people on this live. For some reason, we went wild on TikTok. But right now, we have, what, 150, like over 400 people watching and tuning in. And I'm 15 minutes in almost. Okay? So how do you get people to know you? Because if you want people to trust you, people have got to love you first. Enough. Like, if people trust you, they've got to love you enough that they actually tune into all the stuff that you do and go, instead of going, oh my God, this guy, when is he going to shut up? Unfollow, block, unfriend, remove. All right? So, the no of the like and trust. The no, the like, the trust. How do we get more people to know us? That's when the TikTok, the Instagram Reels, and the Facebook Reels come into play. Mando's going nuts in the background. I don't know if you can hear him, right? The short form video, these 3, 5, 10, 30, 60, in some cases 90 second videos, are what's getting people known. There are people who have more of a following on TikTok than I have a following on all the social media platforms, and they did it in a year where I've been working and building on it for 10 years. Why? The algorithm showed them some favor. The algorithm showed them some love. All right? So in my opinion, you've got to establish where you're at right now. Very, very important this. Now, this is like an exercise. I hope that you've understood that this training is an exercise by establishing who do you love following and why. What are the things that you love following them for? Eric Worre, vision. Jesse Lee Ward, energy. Ed Milet, like motivational. Maybe it's me for whatever it is. Whatever it is that you follow these guys for. That's first part of the equation. The second part is, do you A, need more people to know who you are? Do you B, need the followers that you have to turn into raving fans? Or do you C, need the people who are following you and tuning into you to buy your product? Where are you, A, B, or C? Do you need, and I know some of you guys are going to say, oh, I'm all three. Forget that. You can only choose one, right? So A, do you need more people to know who you are? Maybe you've got less than 1,000 followers, you're A, right? Do you B, you have maybe 1,000 to 20,000 followers and, you know, you want some of them followers to just adore you, admire you, and tune into everything that you do, which will boost engagement and so on and so forth? Or do you C, do you think, I've got enough followers, I've got enough raving fans, but I'm not converting? Now, I'm going to have it a guess and say that the majority of you are going to say A or B, right? Although you're thinking, I need more sales, you think, well, hang on, the sales are going to come if I have more raving fans or more people tuning into what I've got, and I'm going to get more raving fans and more people tuning into what I've got if I've got more people who know me. So I think the majority of you are going to say A or B, right? Some are going to say C because you're thinking about the sales right now, and that's the short-term thinking. I get it. I want you to make sales today as well. I want you to make sales tonight. Are you going to make sales from your Reels and your TikTok videos today? Potentially, with what I'm about to tell you. But you really have to establish, right, I'm A. So if you're A and you want to grow your following, you've got to be doing Reels and TikTok videos every single flipping day. If you're B and you want to grow that like and trust factor, you've got to be going live on the platforms every single flipping day. And if you're C, you're wanting to convert those people, you need to be in the messenger having conversations with all these people every single flipping day. Is this making sense? Are you following me this? Are you following me so far? Whilst I get some water because my throat is a bit parched. I hope that you are following me. I hope that you are still listening to me. I don't know if I'm out of range or not. This is weird, very unprofessional to be off camera. All right. There we go. Okay, I'm back. You following me so far? Okay. Oh man, that's cold water. Very, very cold. All right. So A, you want more followers? Do TikToks and Reels on Facebook and Instagram every single day. B, if you need more people to, you got people following you and adding you, but you now need to take them from someone who follows you to someone who likes you, loves you, becomes a raving fan. You need to go live every single day. And if you're C, you want to close more of these people. You want to close the people who are engaging and watching. You need to be in the messenger more. Those are the three things. Now, what do the pros do? They do all three. They do the TikToks, they do the Reels, they do the Reels on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, and then they go live every day or once a week or three times a week or five times a week, and then they have conversations in the messenger. Whether those people reach out to them or they reach out to people, whether they are the instigator or whether they are waiting for the messenger to fill up. Okay? So, what are the Reels that you need to do? Because I know a lot of you guys are A, and we'll talk about B and C tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. Did we finish? Day 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh yeah, right, yeah. Okay, me being stupid. All right, so we're going to cover the rest of it later on in the week. So what are the Reels that you should be doing? In my opinion, you've kind of got two options, okay? We have actually got a few options. So, option one, on Instagram Reels, give value, follow trends, copy what other people are doing that's about your brand or about your niche, not about your product. Okay? Pay close attention to what I'm saying here, right? If you can, if you're able to. I know some of you are watching Netflix whilst tuning into me, or you're having your dinner while you're tuning into me, or the family's going nuts and you're at a barbecue because the weather's great and you're tuning into me. I get that. But if what I say doesn't make sense or you don't follow it, please watch it back on the replay. I'm storing this on the YouTube channel and the Facebook pages. If you're on TikTok and Instagram, then you'll have to come find it somewhere else on YouTube or on TikTok, on Facebook. All right, so you're going to do value, entertainment, trends, and what's working for other people around your passion and your niche on Instagram, okay? To grow a following of people following you for what you love talking about. However, on TikTok, same name, same profile photo, similar bio maybe, you're just going to go every single reel or every single video that you do is a benefit about your product. Product, 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 product. Let's say this is your product, hence one of the reasons why I went to go get it, right? This is your product. All right, in today's video, I want to share with you three top tips on why you need da-da-da-da-da. Right, let's say it's, a protein shake. Three top reasons why you need to have high protein quality supplement. Number one, number two, number three, out. All right, another video. Three top reasons why you need a large amount of green tea extract from day to day. One simple hack to lose weight fast. Right? And here's the thing, guys. A lot of people think they need to create a new piece of content every single day on TikTok or Instagram Reels. Don't change the message, change the audience. You can repeat the content that you've done. Think about music. How many times have the popular songs been remixed? BBC Radio 1 used to have something called Live Lounge. I don't know if they still do it, but they had a Live Lounge where the artists came in, they sang a version of their song, and then they would sing a version of someone else's song. And at the end of the year, or every 3 months, or every 6 months, they would package up all these songs and sell it as a CD, right? I don't even know if it is a CD or a thing anymore, right? But I'm going to go value, 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 value. Then after 30 days, 40 days, 50 days, guess what? I'm going to kind of repeat, repeat, repeat. I could repost what I've already done before, or I could use the exact same three steps, change my t-shirt, change my background, take the top of the product off, and do the same thing. You don't need to keep creating brand new content, okay? So that's the first option. The second option is on both Instagram and Facebook, you're going to post the same stuff. So if you post it on Instagram, you post it on TikTok, and it's going to be potentially about either your brand or your products, or both, right? Brand, niche, or products, right? You can talk about whatever you want. As long as it kind of makes sense, so you become bingeable. Bingeable means someone watches a reel, ha, that was brilliant, like, next, ha, that was cool, comment, ha, next. Whoa, that was awesome. Love. Next. Next. And they're just watching 3, 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 of your videos. Not the news feed, of your videos, because they find value in what you're doing. When you become bingeable, you're going to win, because people are going to follow you, then they're going to fall in love with you very, very fast. They'll watch a live that you do, and then they start to trust you and tell your friends about you, and so on and so on and so forth. So here we go. You could post one video about, let's say, your passion for yoga. All right? So one, you're going to do you stretching. Next one is going to be three top tips to loosen your hamstrings. Next one, how to do the downward dog with your kids, right? Next one, how to do the downward dog with your dog. Next one, what yoga mat do I use? Next one, three top tips or three top benefits of doing yoga every day for 15 minutes. Next one, a supplement that helps me with my yoga stretching. And by the way, the supplement is your supplement, okay? So next one. So you do 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 pieces of content that's valuable, entertaining, inspiring, motivating, and then you hit them with a kind of a direct, like, this is the product that you need. Why? Bingeable. Watched. Great. Watched. Great. Watched. Great. Watched. Great. Watched. Great. Watched. Ooh, product. Like, love. Send me more information. Or they don't like it. Like, oh no, product post. They skip. People might skip one, but if they skip two, three, or four, they're coming off your page and most likely never wanting to come back again. So option one is go for followers on Instagram and promote heavy the product on TikTok. Option two is give value on both platforms to grow your followers, and then maybe every four or five videos that you do, you're quite heavy on your product. The reason why I'm saying product, not business, is because I believe it's much easier to get product sales using TikTok and Instagram versus the business. Okay? Making sense so far? Making sense so far? Now, unfortunately, I can't like show you like this is how you do a reel, this is how you do a TikTok. I've got masterclasses and boot camps and challenges, so much stuff. I've got even 100 viral video posts that you can copy. I've got so many products on that. I'm not going to talk about them tonight. Although I kind of just did talk about them, but you know what I mean. I'm not here to promote that. But what I would do is I would go on a 30-day challenge where you just post an Instagram reel or a TikTok and just put the video onto the different platforms every day for the next 30 days. Because the first ones you do are going to be crap. Even if they get loads of views, it doesn't matter. The views don't matter. I would much rather you have one person message you and says, oh my days, your Instagram reel changed the game for me. Oh my days, that TikTok video you just posted was hilarious, instead of getting a million views. I just really would, because the money is in the messenger. And the content you should create, the main aim of the game should be how many people actually reach out to me to tell me that was hilarious, that was brilliant, that was gold, thank you so much for sharing it, you're amazing, I've been following you for ages, not just 10 followers here, 100 followers here. Because here's the thing as well, guys, there's a lot of people on TikTok, for example, who have a million plus followers who have built it in the last year. But if I ask them, hey, like, where's your income at right now? It doesn't match up, because they're following them for different reasons. And if you're spending your time on TikTok and on Facebook Reels and Instagram Reels and YouTube Shorts, which is YouTube's version of the Reels, then I want you to be paid handsomely, whether that's you feeling flipping awesome about your growth, or You're having more conversations in the messenger. So I want you to do a 30-day run, not with the intention to grow your followers, but to gain confidence in what you're doing. Okay? So let's kind of recap. Before I recap and give some final tips here, I just want to let you know I will be continuing on Instagram. I'll do some Q&A after. So for those of you on YouTube and on Facebook, feel free to come over onto Instagram once we're done here. And I'm going to answer three or four questions about what we're talking about right now. If you're on TikTok, you can come over onto Instagram as well. But if you haven't already done so, make sure you join our VIP list. Because on Thursday, the 7th of July at 8 p.m. UK time, I'm going to be revealing the name of the book. I'm going to be revealing the color of the book. A lot of you guys have already sent your guesses in. I'm going to be obviously then introducing how you can actually get your copy. The people on the VIP list will be the first to know. But also the people on the VIP list every single night until the 7th of July, I'm going to be choosing someone who's on the VIP list to get a free signed copy of the book. Right, and all you got to do is click the link in the description if you're on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, you can comment legend and follow instructions down below. If you're on TikTok, you have to come over onto Facebook, follow me on Facebook, and then click the link in my bio on Facebook. All right, that's what you got to do. Okay, real, real simple. Get on there. There's nearly 3,000 people on the VIP list, so this is going to be great. I am also revealing the sex of our baby, like on the first page of the book. I've decided to do something really, really crazy. I'm dedicating it to the baby. And when you read it, you'll kind of go, oh, they're having a, right? So I just thought, hey, that'd be kind of cool in the years to come. They'll read it and be like, oh, it's to me. All right? So, let's see. Okay? All right, so we'll see. It's kind of funny, actually. Yeah. Anyway. So, what was I going to say? So, go ahead and do that tomorrow night. And I've got some final thoughts here and recap. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. So, Monday, the 4th of July. It's a holiday, right? For many people. So Monday the 4th of July, 8 p.m. UK time, and we're going to be covering how to become a top recruiter in your network marketing business. All right, so maybe some steps, some scripts, some stuff, some tangible stuff that you can actually go away with and start implementing. I know some of the stuff that I've shared today might be about bird's eye view, but I really want you to understand like the bird's eye view. So, and to recap, know, like, trust. Use Instagram Reels, TikTok videos, Facebook Reels to get people to start to be aware of who you are and start to know you. Then start using live video on TikTok when you get to 1,000 followers, unless you become a business account on TikTok, and then I think it's 500 people. Go live on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, on TikTok to get people to like and love you based on your passions, your stories, your vulnerabilities, and your personality, right? And then people will trust you when they see you telling the truth over time. Truth plus time equals trust. All right, guys? Massively appreciate each and every single one of you. Before we kind of wrap things up here, remember, I am going to be hanging out on Instagram. Hello, guys. I'm going to be answering as many questions as I can about this. So feel free to come on. But let me see who the winner of the next signed copy of the book is. The winner is... Here we go. All right. The winner is Natalie Uhler, E-U-L-E-R is the surname. So Natalie Uhler. Natalie, congratulations. Natalie, all you have to do is simply send me an email, info@FraserBrooks. So info@FraserBrooks.com. Say like, I want a copy of the book. Like, woo! And then let me know what your mailing address is, the name and the mailing address you want us to send the book to. I will print the copy. I will sign the copy. And I will send it out to you as soon as we start shipping the books. If you guys want to have the chance of being put in the spotlight, winning a free signed copy of the new book that launches on the 7th of July, then all you got to do is click the link in the description. Or if you're on Instagram, comment legend. If you're on TikTok, go over to my Instagram and click the link in the bio. And you will have a chance to win tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and also a little bit more. For those of you who shared tonight's live, I just want to let you know I massively, massively appreciate it. Everyone and anyone who shared these lives, whether it's on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, you're all going to be going into a draw for the chance to win a signed free copy of the new book launching on Thursday, the 7th of July. So it pays to share it. I appreciate it, guys. For those of you who are going to hang around on Instagram, I'm going to see you in a minute. And I'll see you at 8 p.m. UK time tomorrow to learn and discover how to become a top recruiter in your network marketing company. All right. Appreciate you. Big love. Ciao, ciao.